With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here he is, Mr. Draft himself, Patrick Royce. Okay, I saw you tweeting up a storm last night. Based on your scouting and film review, you don't seem very high on Jordan Addison.
Well, I looked at the guy. I immediately looked to confer. You know, I spent a lot of time watching the combine, but I looked up. I looked up the stats to confirm my suspicions. 4.49. He's a little tiny guy, and he's the 21st fastest receiver at the combine. So it's not speed, right?
And he's not the most athletic guy.
He's 6 foot, and he's 173 pounds. So then I looked up hand size, because Jefferson, over 10 inches. He's like 9.5. He's got little teeny hands. He's slow.
Sounds like me.
And he's short and he's small. He weighs 175 pounds. Now, this isn't Tyreek. You know, the small guys are working, but they're the guys that run 4.25, not 4.5. So I don't know. I'm surprised they went for the third receiver in the draft. If they would have gotten the guy from BC, I would have been easier to figure out. But they must think that's extremely important to get somebody who can catch the ball when they're double covering Jefferson. Huh?
Did you think that they would take the quarterback?
I did. I really, because weren't there stories like a week or 10 days earlier about how they liked this guy? This is the guy that I liked, and they were figuring out how to drive. Something happened, but everybody backed off on him. I mean, he was supposed to get picked ahead of the big kid from Florida, Richardson, right?
At one point, yeah.
Yes.
There were rumors about that.
And that guy went fourth or something. So anyway.
Apparently, so he has a toe injury that there's been some other things like his personality. There's some reports that he's got kind of an abrasive personality. But then there's a report that came out that said, this is from Chris Mortensen, that a toe injury that caused Levis to miss time last year was problematic, and a couple teams feel like he might need surgery, but he didn't want to have surgery before the draft. So that kind of played into it too. But I mean, yeah, they had a chance to trade up and get him. They had a chance to just take him at 23.
Stay there. I was surprised. But then again, I don't know. I suppose you're sitting in there and saying, boy, everybody's afraid of this. Maybe he isn't what we thought. He's supposed to be. I was kind of reading up on him. He's not the world's greatest at finding other receivers. A big kid though, right? 6'4", something like that.
Big arm too.
Yeah, I was surprised, but I don't know. They're trying to win this year. They look at the division again and say, you know, we win 10 games, we're going to win this division. We'd be back in the playoffs. Let's get something that will help us get there instead of a quarterback who's going to play behind Kirk. Maybe that's what I think. The only thing about it, unless they do something, they got to wait till 87 today, right, to get somebody. So they don't really, you know, they're already in reach territory because they don't. Who that went up for Hockenson, right, that draft?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good trade. That was fine. How's this guy if you throw under the sticks on the biggest play of the season by 8 yards? Is he going to make somebody miss and go for a first down? Will that work?
You know? No, you'll just have a new quarterback in 2024 for sure. Then.
I don't think everybody's, you know, it's kind of funny that you got this largely, well, there's going to be a big fallback. Now, they're not going to win 13 again because of the football gods, but they should be as good next year as they were this year, shouldn't they? What'd they lose? Nothing that important. Kendrick's
the defense should be improved.
Yeah, you got to get better. Yeah. I mean, you're a little younger, and it should be better. So, but you guys discovered there's still Viking madness out there, and we had a big photo in the paper of happiness when they made this draft choice, even though the four or five people in the picture had no idea who the hell he was. But we were happy. We trust those new Vikings. So
here's the two for, you know, smarter people that break down film and then do, hey, if this player reaches his full potential, here's an NFL comp that he could become, right? So the two comps that we've seen for Jordan Addison are T.Y. Hilton and Tyler Lockett from the Seahawks. So good, solid number 2,000-yard wide receivers if he pans out.
So not my comp on Twitter last night, Troy Williamson, and they're not that. that was my comp. I just said, how stirred up can you get him just by putting that out there? This will be the worst pick since Troy Williamson. And they got increasingly nasty until I had to give one guy the prize. Because his tort was eat bleep, Tubby. I gave him the prize. That was fantastic. It was eat bleep, Tubby. You know, so that was
touché.
Concise to the point.
Yep. That was and Tubby's great. A good word.
Tubby's good.
Is good because Tubby
ass
is
sort of lazy.
Tubby isn't mean. Tubby isn't mean, and it's accurate.
someone called me a fat clown and then put the clown emoji on Twitter last week. All right. I don't know why you're that mad about a sports opinion to call someone a fat clown.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Because you're not fat. What's down a peg? Stout. Yes. Short and stout.
Stocky.
Stocky.
Yeah, there's a list. I'm 5'8". Okay, there's only so many places for.
Just doesn't work if you call somebody a stocky clown. Yeah. I mean, you're
kind of a big bone clown, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. That doesn't exactly.
I do like
work.
Clown though. Oh, man, clown's a good one too. Clown
kind of thing didn't get. Why do they start it so late though? My God, it had to be after 8 Eastern when they make the first pick, right? They didn't.
Yeah.
It was after 11. They were still picking players, and one.
And it actually moved pretty fast. The pace of pick was actually faster than usual last night.
Pace of draft that has improved a lot in the last 4 years.
Is it 10 minutes now instead of 15?
It's 10. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, because it was 15 at one time, but when they did two rounds on the first day, they started at 6 or something, right? They'd rather be in closer to prime time on the West Coast, or I guess I don't know, but it goes on all night. Unreal.
So Royce,
I didn't watch any of it, so I don't know.
Royce, how about your Detroit Lions? The Detroit Lions.
They're creative.
A running back and a linebacker. This is 1995. They took Barry Sanders and Jack Del Rio.
The linebacker was, you know, he was a good, solid Big Ten player, but he wasn't an athlete. You know, Campbell, that was a weirder pick than the running back. I mean, the Alabama guy is, he's a great pass catcher and a running back. I don't know. This new administration has taken some flyers that have worked out. So maybe, personnel guy, the new GM thinks he's a genius. So he's going against the bone. So, but they have like, 10 more picks in the next two rounds or something. They got a bunch of second rounders too. I think at least two or three, you know, so maybe they can, I don't know. Packers make their usual weird pick too, right? This guy was part of the Iowa defense. He didn't start. He played a lot of plays, but he didn't start for that Iowa defense. But you guys watch that Iowa defense this year.
Yeah.
That might have been one of the great defenses ever because they did nothing on offense and didn't try to do anything on offense. They beat the Gophers over here. They didn't try to do anything except beat them 13-10, which is what they beat them. That defense must have been something because their offense sucked. So it was, you know, I don't know. We take great joy as fans. The fans take great joy in when they think the other team screwed up, but they have no idea if they did or not. So I don't
know. It is.
But
I was telling these guys last night too, it's kind of funny when they show after each pick in the first round, and then we get the war room camera of the team that made the pick, and they're all just, you know, high five. We got our guy. And then if you go back 5 years in advance, like, you know, like the Vikings probably did that when they drafted Laquan Treadwell. We got him. Yeah. Yes, this is our guy. No.
Yeah, it really is it's probably more of an exact science than any sport, but the NBA, the first few draft choices. But this first round, it's amazing when you go back and look how many of them didn't make it, you know, and the numbers that don't get the fifth year picked up is pretty incredible. There's usually 8 or 10 of them that don't get the first year picked up out of every draft class, that fifth year picked up. So I don't know. What do you think? What are they going to, you're getting down to the nubbins and cornerback. So they'll probably think they got an ace in the third round or something, but
that works out well. Traditionally, the Vikings drafted a cornerback in the third round.
Josh Robinson for you, Asher Allen, Marcus McCauley. I mean, they've cleaned up in the third round on corner.
Yeah. It's amazing what a phenomenon it is though. As I say, it's the one sport that doesn't really have to do anything to renew hope every year, right? As bad as you were, you make your draft choice and then tell everybody how good it was, and everybody's renewed. They're ready for a new year. Let's go get them. Come on.
Yeah, it's the perfect sport.
Why isn't Tampa Bay looking for a quarterback?
Tampa Bay has no idea what they're doing. Todd Bowles is back, and he's probably going to be.
Who's
going to
be their quarterback?
They might like it that way. They might want to win 3 games and go get one of those guys next year
and fire the coach. Mm-hmm. I think you're right, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the little guy from Alabama. A lot of people love him, but what is he, 6 foot tall or something?
Oh, barely. Yeah. He's one of the, in terms of height and size, he's one of the smallest first round quarterbacks probably in history.
I did see comparable Drew Brees. Well, okay, let's see. 20 years from now, if he has 400,000 yards, we'll see if he was. Some of us might not be there to see it, but anyway.
I got faith in you.
Our baseball team cannot get any luck for getting any people in the ballpark, can they? Man, this whole weekend is going to be crap, right? Raining, cold, miserable. They had the Yankees here, raining, cold, miserable. It's unbelievable.
So is today, are we doing the happy hour?
We're doing the happy hour, but it might be raining on everybody's head when we're doing it, right? It's supposed to rain most of the day.
Plenty of nice indoor bars, Patrick. We got plenty of nice indoor bars in which you can plop down your $15 for a beer.
Yeah, I wonder, in happy hour, though, I wonder if that applies. Does that apply just to certain sections, or are they going to cut the rate in the bars, too?
I think they cut the rate in the bars.
Good. Well,
yeah, it's cheaper beer and like hot dogs as well and stuff. So
I think they do have two problems with the happy hour concept. One, lousy weather. Two, there's not that many people working downtown. The idea was to get the guy to, you know, get the people to leave work at 2 o'clock because they're going to leave early on Friday anyway and go to the ball yard. But, you know, there's not a mob of people working downtown, right? I can still get out there and find a parking spot in the street anytime I want to, which was something that was impossible before. So that's not as many people there, but they lost another pitcher, Molly. They say, it's probably nothing, just a little something. That's what they told us last year with the forearm. Right. So they had a different description of this, posterior elbow soreness. Put it out here instead of in here where the forearm. It was his forearm.
And so he had shoulder. I thought it was shoulder for Malley.
Wasn't it the forearm? I thought it was the forearm. Maybe it was the shoulder eventually. But
he had shoulder, and then the other guy from what's his name? The team control guy that they traded for. He's Tommy John.
Paddock.
Chris Paddock. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they lost two pitchers in 2 days, two starters in 2 days. So get ready for Louis Varland had a great game last night in St. Paul.
They have some depth. They actually do have some a couple guys. I mean, so
Ober will replace Maeda, and then Louis right set up in rotation to take this guy's spot. So, but the trouble with this is, it's early to be losing them because you got your three aces.
Yes.
You know, you got the three guys up top. Things are fine if you got the three guys up top, but if something happens there, you're back to scrounging. Incredible number of arm injuries in baseball among pitching so far in the first month of the year, and we're getting the whole, are the speed up rules having something to do with
that's
it?
That's a problem now continually, though, right? Didn't we have the same conversation a few times last season as well?
Yes, and all these guys. The minor leagues had the speed up rules, and I don't know if there was an enormous. It's hard to tell in the minor leagues when you looked at each team having 30 pitchers. It's because the big club is stealing them from there. I mean, how would you like to be Toby Gardner? Say, okay, don't pitch this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy because we might call him up tomorrow. Go get him with your 7-man staff or
yeah,
you know.
Patrick, I think it's time for starters to pitch through those twinges. I think it's time. I think the problem now is, oh, my elbow, something that feels odd. You know, hey, Rocco. Rocco's like, you're done for 6 months.
Well, his stuff last night, I mean, obviously you guys were occupied doing everything. I watched the game, and he was not impressive at all before he had to leave. In fact, I tweeted out about the third inning. Tyler Malley doesn't do it for me. You know, he just it didn't look like his stuff was any good at all. I mean, it was just mediocre as can be. Luckily, facing Kansas City. Yeah. You guys seen how about the Mighty Whiteys? I think it was 13-2 last time I saw last night. And I was listening to a little of Steve Stone and his partner. And by the sixth or seventh inning, Steve Stone was talking about how he thinks every team in 10 or 15 years is going to have a retractable roof stadium. And he was talking about the future of baseball instead of the clown show that he had in front of him right there.
How old is Steve Stone now, man? Steve Stone was he was a veteran broadcaster in the mid-90s, for God's sake.
He was Harry's partner forever, right? Yep. He was Harry. I saw him in a press box while the other day. He still looks pretty good.
75.
Still looks pretty good, but he's
75, man.
He doesn't. He's never lacked for arrogance. He's pretty good, isn't he? He's pretty good in the arrogance department.
He loves himself some Steve Stone.
Yes, yes.
I've talked to him before.
Oh,
yeah, yes, that's true.
It's the very condescending. You're not Steve Stone, and I am.
Hockey team win tonight, boys.
I think so. Yeah, okay. They get a game 7. I'm not real confident in game 7, but I think they do win tonight.
Who plays goal?
Fleury.
Do we know yet? Huh?
I think it'll be Fleury.
Really?
I think so.
Ooh.
I think they're going to make a change.
Yeah, I'm hoping they don't, but I don't.
I think you're taking a big chance if you play him because he could single if you could come out and outplay him and he could single-handedly lose it for you. Gustafson won't single-handedly lose it for you, right?
No. But if they go out tonight, there's going to have to be serious questions about the head coach, Patrick. It's time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now we're down on poor old Dean. Huh?
Oh, I'm very down on Dean.
Well, they should get a penalty-killing expert in there to teach him how to kill a penalty, right?
Yeah, you know who's in charge of special teams, too, is Darby Hendrickson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been a long time employee.
Darby can be back and, he can do something else in the front office because he won't be back next year running those special teams.
He could be a special advisor to the general manager or something.
Yeah, that would be something Bally's. Like that. But
Bally's. He'd be good on Bally's.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's I predict them to win tonight because everybody thinks they're going to lose. So that's usually the way those things work in hockey. Who won that Golden Knights game late last night? I didn't see.
Golden Knights won.
So they won the series.
Series is done 4-1. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Jets.
How about the Bruins getting pushed to another game? Though it's amazing. It's incredible. All right. You guys should go back to the Park Tavern for round two and three. You got so many people there last night.
What? Yeah. Apparently word on the street is, so Park Tavern was full last night, pretty early on, that there was a couple other bars in St. Louis Park that got the overflow benefits from.
Really?
So Score North, we'll pack your bar too? And a few other bars
wow,
in the neighborhood.
Judd, you'll be drinking beer for free in there for the rest of the year.
I'm running for mayor, Patrick. Running for mayor.
That's good. It was an amazing crowd. I saw that. Holy cow. That's pretty good.
Yep. So, all right. Well,
you know what? If you talk enough Kirk Cousins, you can attract a following. That's what this proves, right?
Hate on Kirk Cousins, and that's how you build a brand.
Do one of the two.
I was actually on a Hubbard. We have sort of a Hubbard like internal, next generation managers, leaders, and they wanted me to present yesterday on this call about how to build a brand, right? What do you need to do in 2023? And I just had one slide. It was a picture of Kirk Cousins with an extra. You just got to hate on Kirk Cousins. That's how you
build a quarterback in your town. Just hate on the quarterback.
Especially when it becomes a political figure and you got a half your audience love Kirk Cousins. So that's a hot button issue. That's what you had Len Crevier, Judd, sports editor. He always wanted you to write about the quarterback. That was probably a good philosophy.
Yep.
That's where
all right, gents, I'm going to the ball game today and see if anybody shows up or not. You have good luck at the hockey game.
Thank you.
All right, Pat, we'll see you. There he is, Royce Unchained here on Score North, Mr. Draft.